Here today, I'm joined here today by Ed Mullins, the president of the Sergeants Benevolent Association, executive board members of the New York City PBA, and the Sergeants Benevolent Association, the rank and file police officers and sergeants, first responders on our city streets. There's an attitude on our city streets today that it is acceptable to resist arrest. It's a serious crime, and it must be treated that way by all. New York City police officers have every right to expect to go home safely and without injury at the end of their tour. They also deserve the support of our elected officials and the citizens alike that live in our streets. We believe that every person, regardless of their economic status, should be able to walk the streets of their community free of being accosted by individuals involved in crime of any nature, including low-level quality of life crimes. You know, we've heard a lot in the last number of weeks of what police officers can't do and what police officers shouldn't do. No one's telling us what we are able to do and what we should do when we're faced with a situation where the person being placed under arrest says, "I'm not going. I'm not being placed under arrest." What is it we should do? Walk away? We don't have that option. Nor would the public, who called and complained about these crimes, want us to. If they called, it's important to them.
This is not a chokehold. A chokehold is a completely opposite tactic than what you're watching. No one talks about the officer that bounced off the plate glass window, who easily could have went through that window, and we could be talking about his death today. We don't mention that. We don't mention the fact that Gardner made clear statements that this ends today. He wasn't going to be arrested. We allow that to slide past.
New York City police officers have thousands and thousands of interactions with the public each and every day. Without complaint, they call, we service their complaints, and all leave satisfied. First off, you cannot interfere with a police action. That becomes dangerous for everyone. That's number one. You cannot do that. But more importantly than that is a video started now does not tell the whole story of why we were on that corner. It does not show the infraction that led to the interaction. It doesn't show the behavior of the individual. It just shows at the time when they're being told they're placed under arrest, and as we stated, now it's fashionable to resist arrest. It has to stop today. The video never tells the whole story. It's police officers you call when all goes wrong. The only ones that'll dial Al Sharpton is someone that just got locked up with a gun and wants to be saved. The people that call the police are the folks that want to be saved from the man with a gun. As Sergeant Mullen said, we don't go out to hurt anyone. We go out to do a difficult job, like a doctor who sometimes loses the patient, firefighter who can't get to that floor to get a victim out. Unfortunately, the reality of our job is tragic things do happen.